RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Great to be with you. You always know my opinion is that the eye is connected to everything. Connections from the hip bone to the eye bone are going to be discussed today with a nationally acclaimed fitness guru, David Lightcap, who's going to share some information with us about how exactly does the body relate to eye health and mental health, and we'll sort of work through all those connections. So, David, without further ado, welcome aboard.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You know, we always say that food, fitness, and environment contribute to your physical health. But obviously, it also contributes to your mental health and your well-being. And hasn't that always been what you've been practicing?
You know, it absolutely is. And I think, one of the things that we're always battling as a trainer right now is the conception of the old school lifting weights heavy, you know, training hard, making somebody, build muscle, things like that. Well, although that is true, we've kind of redeveloped the beginning parts of training, which has to do with mind and body. And it's very important that we kind of integrate that to the beginners so they can develop their mind and body as they train and then develop their strength.
Well, that's very interesting that you brought this up, because about a week ago in the Wall Street Journal, they had an article about gyms, and one of the things they highlighted was that gym machines are not the same exercise for helping body strength. And what you've always pushed is what you call functional training. And isn't that correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing is that a lot of times people use this thing like functional training. They use these sexy terms like core, things like that, but people don't really understand exactly what they are. What we've really, as a personal trainer what we really try to do is explain this and educate each of our clients so they understand exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it, and how it pertains to the body and mind. And, usually back in the day, it was just lift weights and use a machine, and the machines, kind of take you through their guided path. Well, we don't want that. We want you to feel your body. We want you to actually understand what your body's doing. And that's a huge new thing that really we're trying to develop, because if you can't feel it, you can't correct it. So we want you to be able to self-correct, and that's a huge thing that we preach. You shouldn't always have to have a trainer there telling you what to do. You should feel it and know if you're doing it right or wrong. And self-correction is huge, and that is that body and mind experience.
You know, it's very interesting. If you sit at a machine and do just a bicep or an ab move, the rest of your body is sort of cushioned and comforted, so you don't actually feel it. Whereas when you train about packing the shoulders, keeping the core in, and feeling the glutes and the hips, you're doing the whole body besides just one little muscle. You're doing the whole procession.
Absolutely. The one thing that people don't understand is they always want to grab a weight as well. And they think that, grabbing weight is the key to everything. And the problem is when you grab a weight, what you're actually doing involuntarily is engaging your core. And engaging your core and packing your shoulders. And it actually kind of makes things a little bit easier for you. So the problem is that when you let go of that weight, you haven't connected, no body weight or, you literally have put weight on your body, and you've gotten these things to kick in without you actually knowing it. So when you let go of the weight, your body's still, untrained because you can't do it without the weight. So what we want you to do is do the exercises without the weight first, slow and controlled. That way you can build that connection when you grab the weight. And then if you can do it without the weight, you can do it perfectly. And that's how we have to build that connection. But people always want to kind of skip that and go right to the weights. And that's kind of the hard thing that we're trying to really fight, is you don't necessarily need weight to do everything. If you can do it with the body and control everything, fantastic. Then we can develop you and continue on with weights.
It's kind of like the ladder of inception, that you think you know something, whether it's food, sex, your health care, your diet, or your exercise. And if you don't have a trainer or someone to observe you, you're going to continue to perseverate bad habits, potentially. So don't you think trainers are needed somewhere along the line?
There's no doubt. I mean, your perception of what you're doing is usually 100 times different than what you actually are doing. So what we want to do is make sure that you develop it and progress the right way first, and then you can kind of do your own thing. But as long as you know what you're doing and feel what your body's doing, the trainer is there to really help you do that and understand and actually kind of correct things so you feel the right thing. And that's the key. You have to feel the right things, because a lot of times we think we're feeling one thing, but we're doing another. So developing those right patterns and those right ways of working are humongous. And that's what we want to focus on. When usually somebody is going, yeah, I'm doing what you're, what you're telling me, and they're actually doing it totally wrong, that's where we have the problem. So we've got to make sure that, you know, the cues are correct, how we cue somebody, and they're feeling all the right things. And if they are, then they can kind of go on their own and do their own things by keeping those simple rules. But if they're not, that's when they have to go back to the trainer and kind of make sure that they're doing all those things correct.
Well, you and the listeners both know that I'm an ophthalmologist who believes that the eye is connected to all this stuff. And having done Tai Chi with my eyes closed, I recognize when you are not in perfect balance. And so I assume that if you were doing your training with kettlebells or squats or something and you close your eyes, you lose a lot of the contact with what you think is your reality. So that vision, I'm sure, is very important in all of these activities and functional weight training.
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing that we do is we rely on vision so much. So when you do close your eyes, it's a whole different world. We call that proprioception, and proprioception is your body's awareness in space. So we rely so much on vision that sometimes it can be a little bit of an issue because we don't feel what our body's doing. So what we want you always to do is be able to develop that proprioception, that neuromuscular coordination, where literally you're feeling things and relying on vision as well. So you can do little, little tests where you're standing on one leg, closing your eyes. You should be able to stand up for about 30 seconds. But what you'll see is once you close your eyes, the person will wobble and fall probably within 5 seconds. And they realize, wow, what's wrong? And, you know, that's when we want to connect the lower body with the upper body, work on that proprioception, and develop that neuromuscular coordination where they can close their eyes and feel what their body's doing, and actually be able to correct by feeling rather than by vision, which I understand with you, you want to work with vision, and we always do. We want to work with vision, but feeling is so important as well.
Well, I kind of think that having a trainer at some point is more than someone just spotting you. It's like the line in the center of the road. That if you didn't have that line, you'd be driving all over and be chaos. Whereas if you do have some kind of arrangement and orientation and supervision with a functional trainer, it is extremely helpful. So in the last few seconds, what would you advise people to do?
Well, I think, what you said was perfect. And, I really do try to tell people when you're starting fitness, definitely get personalized one-on-one training. But that could be with anything. That could be with Pilates, yoga, anything that you're going to do. It is so important that you get that one-on-one first, because that's the person working with your body and making sure that they're working specifically with you. So
that's great.
Make sure you get that individual attention.
Great. I just have to tell the folks that I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com.